eyes are in each and every heart. The light of God abounds within you and within, and we are holy, 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 we are holy. None should consider themselves to be above anybody else. For holiness and grace are in each and every heart. The light of God abounds within you and within, and we are holy, 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 we are holy. Hey everybody, this is Anna Graham. Welcome back to my podcast. Today is a day of reflection for me. One of my very best friends in the whole world passed away. Her name is Judith Molina. She's 88 years old. She founded the Living Theater with her husband, Julian Beck, in 1947. And the Living Theater has been my home and my family for the past 5 years. And I'll be flying to New York at midnight tonight to attend Judith's funeral tomorrow. I'm glad to say that the last thing I said to her was, "I love you, baby." And she said, "I love you too, Rose." If you don't know of Judith Molina's work or the Living Theater's work, it's influenced so very many people. Al Pacino got a start in the Living Theater. Charlie Sheen got a start in the Living Theater. So rumors that Bob Dylan wrote Blowing in the Wind for Judith Molina. She was a wonderful friend, an amazing teacher. The New York Times did a really lovely story about her life. On May 30th in New York City, I'll be playing Eve in the Living Theater show. I think it'll either be, I'll let you all know the location, so you can come meet me in person and see the Living Theater perform. Today I just want to share a couple of stories about Judith Molina that I remember. At the Living Theater, we were on Clinton Street, 21 Clinton Street, for several years. And while I was there, Judith had emphysema. She said she got emphysema from smoking marijuana her whole life. She never drank. She was very, very strictly a vegetarian. I don't think she's ever eaten an animal in her whole life. And we all took turns taking care of her for the time that we all lived together. One of my favorite memories of me and Judith is I heard her coughing in her room. I made dinner and breakfast for her on Mondays and Wednesdays. And I'd sleep in the room near hers in case she needed help or she would get lonely. She didn't like being alone. She grew up in a commune her whole life with all of these wonderful people there to take care of her. And one morning I went into her room and we were talking about the truth, and I said that I think that the truth is love. And she looked at me and said, "Well, what do you do if Nazis come and you're hiding Jews under your floorboards and they say, 'Hey, are you hiding Jews under your floorboards?'" She says, "Where? How does your truth come in handy then?" And we had a moment of silence and decided that personal truth and true love is always the appropriate reaction. So the personal truths that we all feel that are usually motivated by emotions, which are ridiculed in our militarized society today, or a basic, pure, true human feeling. Judith Molina taught me to be free. She taught me to question authority, and she taught me to be a loving, caring person with a brave voice, to use my body to express myself, use my body to hug people who need love, and hold hands of every child of this universe and let them know that they always have a home with those of us in the living theater. And one thing I know for sure about Judith is that she didn't believe in an afterlife at all. She told me that she thinks that when she dies, she just goes out. You just go out like a flame, and she didn't even dream at night. And she was sometimes saddened by this, but she always had such a wonderful smile on her face. So today this podcast is dedicated to my lovely, amazing, wonderful friend, Judith Malina, who we're going to miss so much. She lives on in all of our hearts, in all of our minds. She founded Off-Broadway Theater. She revolutionized performance art and dedicated her entire life to helping you as a human being. So today, I'll think of my friend and my teacher and sing her songs and live her dreams and love her forever and ever. And I hope that you can take the time to look up the work of Judith Malina and Julian Beck and drop us a line at the Living Theater. We would love to hear from you. I'm going to close with a song from one of the shows that I was in which I played Florence Nightingale. And Judith had a really hard time remembering faces. Sometimes her eyesight wasn't very good. But the minute she heard me sing, she'd always go, "Rose! Oh yes, Rose, of course." And that was always very touching to me. So, I love you all. Thanks for listening. I will continue with regular podcasts soon enough. Here we go. If you want to know what war is, don't ask the historians, don't ask the generals, ask the nurses. I'm Florence Nightingale. We cared for the lost their legs, who lost their arms, who lost their minds. I love you, Judith. Forever and ever, baby. Finally, I'm going to read the mission statement of the Living Theater. To call into question who we are to each other in the social environment of the theater, to undo the knots that lead to misery, to spread ourselves across the public's table like platters at a banquet, to set ourselves in motion like a vortex that pulls the spectator into action, to fire the body's secret engines, to pass through the prism and come out a rainbow, to insist that what happens in the jail matters, to cry, "Not in my name," at the hour of execution, to move from the theater to the street, and from the street to the theater. This is what the Living Theater does today. It is what it has always done.